ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In football, a stellar performance from Craig Goodwin helped Australia secure the win over Lebanon last night.
Yeah, that all happening as the Socceroos secured a future star. Patricia Goodwin, he missed the first two games, or the first game, sorry, against Lebanon, which Australia won 2-0 because of a virus, and his presence most certainly made a difference yesterday. Two goals on his own. The Australians won 5-0. That puts them on top of the group and through to the next round of the qualifying matches for the World Cup. And now an ensconced part of that progression, the wonderkind Patrick Yazbek, who was qualified for both Australia and Lebanon before the game, but now only Australia. After coming on as a substitute in the 55th minute, then steaming down the left wing, helping another emerging talent, John Iredale, in his second game, scoring his first goal for Australia. It was a fitting enough moment in this game where youth as much of experience put the split melon grin on the coach Graham Arnold's mush. Yazbek and Iredale came through the same youth programs, and as well as his two goals, Goodwin's season work, a delicious cross from the left wing helped another young Socceroo score his first goal of his career. That was Cassina Yangi, who put the onion in the bag with the game just a few minutes old, all in front of a sellout crowd in Canberra. So a big night all round, Patricia.
In the AFL, no mercy for Essendon's Peter Wright at the tribunal.
Yeah, Patricia, Essendon and Wright decided to throw all of his 2 metres on the mercy of the tribunal, but to no avail, ever mindful of the look, and it wasn't a good one as Wright left the ground and collided with Sydney's Harry Cunningham, who then fell to the ground. The AFL's advocate sought the 4-week suspension, despite Essendon's entreaties based in part on Wright's concern for Cunningham and Cunningham after the incident, and of course his previous good record, the tribunal agreed. And speaking of the look, there was an interesting development in federal parliament yesterday, in which the independent member Andrew Wilkie claimed that the AFL had set up a secret testing regimen to ensure players weren't caught using drugs on match day. Now, the Wilkie allegations, which said if a player tested positive at these secret tests, he then feigned injury. And, of course, it included the AFL's former controversial chief medical officer, Peter Harcourt. No response yet from the AFL, but I reckon there's going to be more to come on this one, Patricia.
Oh, absolutely. In cricket, the Australian women to claim another piece of history next summer.
Patricia, Lisa Healy's team are currently on the history-making tour of Bangladesh, which continues today. We'll play England for the Ashes in the first ever day-night match at the MCG, and plenty of other cricket too, including a 5-test series against India. These days, the Indians are new West Indies in men's cricket. Back in the 1980s, the West Indies were in Australia every summer to boost gate takings. These days, it's the Indian diaspora that does that.
In surfing, the world's number one female surfer, Molly Picklum, doing it the hard way at Bells.
Yeah, Patricia, on an eventful first day at the Fable Basin. We all know if it's Bells, it must be Easter. Picklum lost her heat to the young Australian Ellie Harrison, a young local, in fact, and Picklum now has to survive an elimination round alongside two other Australians, India Robinson and Sophia McCulloch. Picklum, she's a popular figure in Australian surfing. Obviously, if you're the number one surfer in the world, you would be. But there was quite the cheer from the Bells Beach folk for Harrison, all of 18, and from nearby Barwon Heads. In other women's results yesterday, Tyler Wright. Now, she's enjoying a good night's sleep for the first time in 15 years after undergoing surgery during the off-season to help her with her breathing. And Sally Fitzgibbons. They're through to the next round. Fitzgibbons producing the best ride of the day. And in the men's competition, Kelly Slater won his heat while pretty much confirming this will be his last Bells. At 52, the GOAT is thinking about pastures fresh, Patricia.
In tennis, Chris O'Connell is taking on Australian Open winner Jannik Sinner in Miami this morning. How's he going?
Well, not that well, Patricia. Oh. He went with the number two seed early on. He actually got a bit of a break, but the Tyrolean, as champions do, lifted and took the set 6-4. Now, play's been suspended in the second set, which means we'll have to wait and see what happens there. We're also going to have to wait a little bit longer too, because Alex de Minaur is also due to play this morning in a round of 16 match. He's set to play against the Hungarian Fabian Marozsán in 2.5 hours. But I think we're going to have to be waiting to give that result in the morning, Patricia.
Okay, we can do that. That's all right.
We can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. In rugby league, Reynolds back, Cleary out. A story of two halves in the NRL this morning.
Yeah, Patricia, because of a crook knee, Adam Reynolds missed for Brisbane last weekend, and he was missed. The 34-12 loss was to Penrith. But in that game, the Panthers champion number 7, Nathan Cleary, he tweaked his hamstring And so he'll be missing this weekend and a few more, you would think, with a hamstring. Also at Brisbane, Reece Walsh has played down rumours. The Broncos have re-signed him on a five-year, $5 million deal. Don't believe everything you read, he said. And back to this very Sydney story about Leichhardt Oval, in which we reported yesterday, the New South Wales government won't allocate funds to refurbish the ground, leaving, I guess, just one more option, the NRL taking over the venue, which doubles as a shrine, really, to rugby league, while nearby Birchgrove Park is the ancestral home of rugby league in Australia. Leichhardt Oval, where the game was first played in 1934, is also an essential part of the narrative. I think there's going to be a lot of your people talking to their people to come on this one, Patricia.
Your people, our people, all the people will be talking. Warwick, lovely to talk to you.
Good on you, Patricia.
Warwick Hadfield there. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.